Because when you have when you have the highest goal, when you your main aim is the highest one, then all the other things naturally are accomplished. For example, if the general crop is good, then the grass and husk, etc., are of course naturally accomplished. So therefore, when you receive teachings, it is very important first to check your motivation, why you are receiving teaching. You sort of question yourself and said why you are receiving teaching. And if the answer is for other different things, then it is not right. So we must try to create the right motivation. The right motivation is for the benefit of all sentient beings, that one must attain the full enlightenment. And in order to... Now the enlightenment also, you can't accomplish enlightenment without its proper cause and the conditions. So in order to accomplish enlightenment, that you need to receive teachings. And you need to... one has to learn first. First we have to learn the teachings. And then after knowing the teachings, that one needs to practice it in our daily life. So with such motivation, and then with a physically respectful form, and verbally in silence, and mentally concentrating on each and every words of the teachings, then one should receive the teachings. So now this particular teaching, which is actually called the matchless compassion yoga. Yoga means actually like the meditations. And now the compassion is very, very important. It is the root of the Mahayana teachings, Mahayana path, Mahayana dharma. Because without the compassion, whatever practices you do, such as like the generosity, moral conduct, patience, endeavor, concentration, etc., or even the very higher tantric practices, the very highest tantric practices you do, if you do not have the compassion, if you are lacking the compassion, then even though one can call it is the Mahayana Dharma, it is the Vajrayana teachings, it is the Mahayana teachings, but in reality it is not. It is still the Hinayana teachings. And so therefore it is very, very important, first of all, to make sure that one have the compassion. Without compassion, then the other qualities of the Buddhahood will not rise. And the great Indian master Chandrakirti, when he wrote the middle way, the Madhyamika Avataranama, which is the very important text on the Madhyamika, or the middle way view, when he wrote this book, he made the homages to the compassion. He didn't make the homages to the Buddha or Bodhisattvas or any other deities. He made the homage to the compassions. Because he gave the reason. The Shravakas and Pratyeka Buddhas, which are actually the ones who have already reached the Nirvana, are born from the Buddha, because the Buddha gave the teachings, and this teaching they practice, and then they gain the Nirvana. And Now the Buddha saw that without the Buddha, they can't gain the Nirvana. And now from where the Buddha is born from the Bodhisattvas. First the person becomes Bodhisattvas, and then the Bodhisattva path, enriches and progresses further, and then you accomplish the full enlightenment. So the Buddha came from the Bodhisattvas. And the Bodhisattvas, so the Bodhisattvas are very important. Without the Bodhisattvas, you can't have the Buddhas. From the Bodhisattvas, then accomplish the Buddhahood. And so the Bodhisattvas are very important. Now, where the Bodhisattvas came, the Bodhisattvas came from the compassion and the non-dual thoughts and bodhicitta, the enlightenment thoughts. So through these causes, then the Bodhisattvas are accomplished. So the very root lies in the compassion. All the great qualities of the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas, the very first root lies in the compassion. For example, if you are going to pour water into a container, and then you pour the water until it fills, and it is the drops, many drops of water that fills the vase. So the first drop is, of course, very important. From the first drop, then the second drop, and third drop, and the accumulation of a lot of drops eventually fills the water. So similarly, the great qualities of the Buddha and the Bodhisattvas, the very first from where this great Buddha, the great Bodhisattvas, started is from the very first compassion. We as ordinary persons, within our mind, the very first compassion is the seed or the root of the enlightenment. So therefore, the compassion is very, very important. And so normally that there's the loving kindness and the compassion and enlightenment thoughts. Now the loving kindness means just like every mother loves their child. Every mother wants their child to be physically healthy, mentally happy, and fulfill all the wishes of that particular child. So such kind thought is called the loving kindness. And we all have this certain amount. Of course, every mother loves, every parent loves, in fact, their child. So we all have a certain amount of loving kindness. Not only us, even the most fearful animals also have a certain amount of loving kindness. But at the moment, our kind of loving kindness is very limited. Limited in a sense that it is based on the selfish reasons. Because you have a kind thought, loving kindness, because that person is either your relatives or your friends and so on. So because of this reason that you have a loving kindness. So such loving kindness is not right. So the loving kindness that which describes in this teaching is that every sentient beings, without any description, without any discrimination, the most loved person, the most dearest to you, to our most hated enemies, without any kind of difference, the equal kind of loving kindness that every sentient beings, without any exception. So such a kind of loving kindness is very important. What we call the universal love or the loving kindness. Such a loving kindness is very, very important. And so one must try to generate such loving kindness to all sentient beings. Mm-hmm.